Bristol Myers, makers of sal hepatica for the smile of health and True Shave Beforehand Lotion, presents Wednesday with You. Starring Nora Martin, Brett Martell, Leonard Seuss and his orchestra, and yours truly, Harry Von Zell.
Hey, Leonard.
Look, we just got an urgent wire from Washington here, fella. It asks all of us here at Cantor's Cozy Cabana to contribute to the scrap paper drive. There's a terrific shortage of paper, you know.
Yeah.
The lumber mills haven't got men to chop down the trees. Without trees, you can't get pulp, and without pulp, you can't. Well, you couldn't get newspapers.
Gee, Harry, that's terrible.
You bet it is.
Yeah. Imagine running out of trees just when Dick Tracy's about to capture B.O. Plenty.
That's all you're worried about. Well, don't be so light with this. This paper shortage is a very serious thing. I'm doing my... Look at me. When I bought this suit, I didn't even let him put it in a box, you know. Huh? Just walked up to the clerk and said to him, how much is that suit? And he says, $19.75, and believe me, it's a steal.
What did you do?
I stole it.
So that's how you saved the paper box.
Sure.
Well, believe me, in that condition you're in, you needed a new suit.
Well, I was... What do you mean? What's wrong with me?
Well, your clothes were shabby, and you needed a shave.
Yeah?
Well, what would Eddie Cantor say if he saw you in that condition?
Oh.
We start the new season September 26th. For 39 weeks, you've got to face a microphone.
Well, I can do that.
Well, for 39 weeks, you've got to face a studio audience.
Leonard, I can do that easily.
For 39 weeks, you've got to face Cantor.
I wonder how I can answer that and still keep my job now. Thank you for taking me off the spot, Nora Martin and Fred Martell. Write me a few love letters, please.
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep up for me while apart. I'm not alone in the night. Love letters straight from your heart. I memorize every line. Love letters straight to your heart.
Leonard, how are you coming along with your scrap paper collecting now?
Oh, great, Harry. And thanks for contributing those pin-up pictures of Rita Hayworth and Betty Grable.
It's all right.
You know, those glamorous movie stars give me an idea.
Give me ideas, too.
An idea. Yeah, I mean we could put on a play. Each guest would have to donate a front of the paper to get in.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, and I would write the play.
Leonard, you would write the play?
Yeah.
Oh, Leonard.
Yeah.
That stinks. What do you know about the theater, my boy?
Well, didn't you ever read my play, The Secret Marriage of Cleopatra and King Henry VIII?
No, give me a whiff of it. Wait a minute.
Cleopatra and...
Look, Cleopatra was born in 69 B.C., and Henry VIII was born in 1491. That makes her 1,600 years older than he was.
What's the difference, as long as they love each other?
A female George Jessel we have here. Look, kid, you don't know anything about show business. Now, just forget all about it.
But I was practically born in the theater, Harry.
I can't help
it. When I first started to act, my father used to have to carry me off the stage.
No.
Yeah.
Carry you off? Are you that young?
No. That bad.
I see.
But I've improved.
You have.
Yes. Leonard, I didn't know you were sick.
Gee, Nora, you're just in time. I want to show Harry I'm an actor.
All right.
Help me do this scene. It's entitled
Mother.
Yes, you go right ahead, kid. The corn is green.
Mother! Mother! It's a little Johnny. It's your baby. Open the door. Mother, why don't you open the door? Mother, open the door! Open the door!
Why won't his mother open the door?
His mother's heard his acting before.
Oh, Harry, if we just had a good director, we could put on a play. And we could get enough paper to... Harry.
Huh?
Harry!
What's wrong, kid?
Wrong? Boy, what luck. Look who's coming this way.
Yeah, I know. Your father to carry you off the stage again.
No, it's Raymond Radcliffe, Hollywood's greatest genius.
No.
He writes.
Yes.
He produces.
Yes.
He acts.
Yes.
He's a human dynamo.
Sure.
Hello, Mr. Radcliffe.
Greetings, friends.
Welcome to Cantor's Cozy Cabana, Mr. Radcliffe.
Thank you.
I've heard a great deal about you, how you never stop thinking. Oh, yes, I'll bet there's something sensational on your mind right now. Is it a drama, a comedy, or a pageant?
Food. I'm hungry.
Oh. Well, right this way to our dining room. It's world-renowned, you know. Notice the inscription on the door. We feed the famous. Eddie Cantor and Jack Benny have dined here.
What does the other sign say?
Watch your hat and coat.
Gee, Mr. Radcliffe, tell us something about your theatrical background. It must be wonderful.
Well, I was born backstage in a twunk, and it was terrible.
Terrible? Why, I think most children of the theater were born in trunks.
Well, sure, but I was 24 years old before my parents whipped her to wed.
Must have been stuffy in there.
Oh, it was.
Oh, Mr. Radcliffe, you didn't really spend all those years in a trunk.
Oh, no? And how come I still got a sticker plastered on me weeding this end up?
Say, Leonard, you know, for once I think you've come up with a great idea.
Yeah?
I think the play will be a great success if you can get Raymond Radcliffe to direct it, and if you can persuade the greatest romantic figure of the screen to play the leading role.
Who's that, Harry?
Me.
You, Harry?
Now,
you?
Surprise. Now, don't act so surprised. After all, didn't I play the leading role in Robin Hood? You see this scar on my neck?
Yeah.
I got that during the dueling scene while the picture was being made.
When did you get all those scars on your face?
After the picture was released.
Oh, look, Harry.
No, I will not be discouraged, my boy. I have a message to put on the screen.
Or shall I put it on the stage? How about the radio?
Bingo. Bingo, the radio, of course. One of the greatest means ever devised for delivering a message. And because my message can help so many people, I'm glad radio can deliver it to so many people.
Well, I'm glad that you're glad, Harry.
Well, I'm glad that you're glad that I'm glad.
Yeah. Why not try it now, just for size?
Well, gladly. Ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative, take a glassful of sparkling sal hepatica. For then sal hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you'll never have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. You take sal hepatica the minute you need it. And besides getting this quick, gentle relief, sparkling sal hepatica gives you the additional advantage of helping to sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. So why don't you get a bottle of sal hepatica and see how helpful it can be to you? Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatica. A farewell salute to the waning season that brought us our cherished feast. Leonard Seuss plays George Gershwin's Summertime.
Mr. Radcliffe, I'm so thrilled. Mr. Seuss tells me you're going to direct us in a play.
Correct. You will be my weeding lady, and I will teach you to weed lines by Katharine Hepburn.
You mean Mommy?
Yep, just like Katharine. You remember that immortal scene in Morning Glory when Katharine Hepburn comes into the room and says, Wowie, the cowards are with gloom.
Mr. Radcliffe.
Yes, lad.
Lad. Well, naturally, you'll need an experienced leading man.
Oh, naturally.
Well, then, may I tell you that I've been acting for 10 years?
Really?
Oh, yes. I started at the bottom, you know, with Gary Cooper, Walter Pidgeon, Pat Gable.
Well, you've certainly gone a long way since then, haven't they?
I beg your pardon, sir, but all I need to be a great lover is Hedy Lamarr as my leading lady. I'd show you some acting, Mr.
Oh, really, Mr. Van Zyl. Hedy Lamarr would make a fool out of you in exactly 3 minutes.
But oh, those 3 minutes.
Oh, me. I, too, have dreams like that.
You do?
Yep. But with me, it's Dorothy Woodmore. In my dreams, she pulls me close to her and she says, Frankie, you're wonderful.
Wait a minute. She says to you, Frankie, you're wonderful?
Well, sure, in my dreams I don't look like this.
Oh. I've got it. I wrote a play.
Oh, yes. Leonard Seuss, the poor man's Orson Welles.
Mr. Von Zyl, you should encourage talent.
Yeah.
Tell me, lad, have you written previously?
Oh, sure. I wrote the senior play in college. When the curtain came down, they shouted, Arthur. I walked out on the stage with my eyes closed. And I could just feel the audience putting their arms around me. And when I opened my eyes...
And it was your father carrying you off the stage.
Fred Martell sings what he likes, and I like
what he sings, so that's for me.
I saw you standing in the sun, and you were something to see. I know what I like, and I like what I saw, and I said to myself, that's for me. A lovely morning, I remarked, and you were quick to agree. You wanted to laugh, and I nodded my head as I breathlessly said, that's for me. I let you stand here under stars the day's adventures are through. There's nothing for me but the dream in my heart, and the dream in my heart that's for you.
Quick, Noah. Good luck.
Hey, there's the curtain. Come on, Noah. Good luck to you.
Hi. Hi, here comes Julius Caesar.
Greetings, old queen.
What happened? Now, just a minute. Let's get together, all right?
Well, I said it once.
Who was supposed to say, come on, hello, Noah, good luck?
I said it.
Well, go ahead and say it, then.
All right, again. There's the curtain. Quick, Noah. Good luck. Trumpet fanfare.
Give them all their money.
Hi, here comes Julius Caesar.
Greetings, oh queen.
Oh, at last, mum. Oh, at last, my beloved hero. Tell me, J.C., where have you been since V.J.?
Well, it was a long journey back from the bottle.
Well, I have been with...
Bottle?
What's the matter?
The word is battle. Now do it right.
Maybe I need glasses, huh?
Maybe you need glasses. Sound like you've had too many glasses already.
All right.
Now go back to the play.
All right. The war must be over. I bet that's...
You don't mind if I read my own lines. So you're on. Kind of a thing.
Go ahead,
on the door again, please. Is that the best door you've got? All right. Bang it up.
The war must be over. I bet that's the full brush man.
It's not Brutus, I hope.
Why dost thou hope 'tis not Brutus?
He wants to kill me. Why doesn't he like me?
Dio.
Really? Oh, Quio, I am afraid. I feel faint.
Yes.
Give me a twink.
Yes.
Open the window and give me a little pinch.
I will...
No, what an actor. Look, the word is punch.
Huh?
Not P-I, it's P-U.
I know, that's why I want to open the window.
On with the play.
Go ahead, Quio.
I'm Cleo now.
Leonardo, Caesar, as long as there's life, there's hope.
Hope, hope, hope. When does Canada go back on the air?
September 26th, I hope.
Who was that?
That was Canada.
Didn't stop bring me any loot, lout?
Billy, Billy, this lout is loaded with loot.
What?
When I was on the Volga, I stole some vodka. When I was on the Rhine, I swiped some wine.
Jerk! You were on the Nile. Why didn't you get me some nylons?
Oh, I'm not going to do this.
There's the door again.
Nice of Brutus to wait till we got those jokes in.
Or who put this in here now?
I must flee. I must flee. I will jump through that glass window.
Jump? Well, silly, don't you know glass hasn't been invented yet?
Then I go. Farewell.
I lose more time, Kings, that way. Oh, knock it on the door. Come in.
It's Mark Anthony approaching on his horse.
Pardon.
Now there, tall, dark, and handsome.
Gee, thanks. I'm talking to the horse, not
you. You'll be sorry when you see the screen test I made in Hollywood.
You were in Hollywood, Mark Anthony?
Sure. Now I'm an actor now. You want to hear me in act?
In act, in act. Go ahead.
Listen to this. I wrote it myself.
Mother.
It's your mother. It's your baby. Open the door, mother. Why don't you open the door?
Hey, baby, this is your mother now.
Come in.
Last I have found you, my son.
But...
I heard you acting. I recognized your voice. Don't you know me when I am your father?
Raymond Radcliffe, my father?
Yes. Don't you remember the last time you acted when I carried you off the stage?
That's right.
Well, here we go again.
Mama and my papa say I no can do, no can do, no can do. I want for me to go with you, but no can do. You like me, I like you. I like for you to Romeo, you Julie. No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say I no can do. The moon she say to me, come on, come out tonight. I want for you to hold my hand and hold me tight. And love it can be wrong, and so it must be right. But oh, no can do, no can do. I like for you is what you call a tick-a-woo. No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa said I know can do. She was the left daughter. He was the cavalier. He called around the corner, but from her balcony he would hear her say, la 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 la. No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say I know can do.
Nora Martin, very nice.
Yes, indeed. It certainly was, Nora. Very nice little performance all around. Not bad at all.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Radcliffe.
It's all right. Yeah, just a few rough edges, but we could smooth those over.
Yes.
Why, with my direction and my production, even Eddie Cantor could be a success.
Yes. Don't you think that's promising a little too much?
Not at all. Not at all. I would also include Fred Martell and Leonard Seuss in my prognostications. With just a little more coaching...
Well, how about Harry Von Zell? Could you do anything with him?
Oh, no. Directing Howie Von Zell would be an incredible waste of my energy. He doesn't do enough. After all, he's got the easiest job on the show.
Now, listen here, Mr.
No, what's right is right, Nora. Mr. Radcliffe is right. Just standing up here in front of a microphone and talking to women is an easy job and a very pleasant one. Especially when I'm talking about Touché, the beforehand lotion. For Touché is a really new idea in hand lotions, you know. Something worth getting excited about, because Touché is designed to help guard your hands. To help keep them soft and smooth. You use Touché before you do dishes or tub undies, because Touché will help guard your hands even in hot, soapy water. Of course, you can use Touché as you use any other hand lotion, but Touché gives you the added plus of beforehand protection when you need it. You'll find creamy, fragrant Touché really different. Really helpful for rough legs, knees, and elbows, as well as hands. So why don't you begin today to use Touché?
A thousand times a day, my thoughts go out to you. They seem to show the way to every joy we knew. How you kiss, how you sigh, how my heart dances with you by my side. A thousand times a day, in every dream I see the loveliness of you, the loneliness of me. And if my prayers can bring you home, to stay, with every breath I take, I'll pray a thousand times.
And Leonard Seuss, the young man with the horn.
When I write to you and say everything is okay, if my letters seem gay, and you read between the lines, I go dancing when I'm blue, as you wrote me to do. Not like with you. Can you read between the lines? It might worry you if I told you I cried every night. You tell me it won't, but why take a chance every night? I'll be seeing you again. Only heaven knows when, but my dear, until then, can you read between the lines? Everything is okay. Can't you read between the lines?
Thank you. we're a little late. But listen, we weren't kidding at all about that scrap paper drive. Do your share. For information, call up your local salvage committee. Be seeing you next Wednesday for more music and fun. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays with you possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Truche, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truche. This is Harry Bonzell reminding you, we'd love to spend each Wednesday with you. Say, wait just a second, will you? Just long enough for me to tell any one of you with an aching back to get yourself a jar of Minute Rub. Because Minute Rub is a modern, quick-acting rub that helps bring speedy relief to backaches and to tired, aching muscles. All you do is rub Minute Rub on briskly. In a minute, its counter-irritant and pain-relieving actions bring help bring soothing, welcome relief. And listen, here at last is a quick-acting rub that's also greaseless and stainless. This appears like vanishing cream, so Minute Rub will not harm clothes or limbs. Anytime you have muscular aches and pains caused by too much exercise, why not get quick relief the modern way? The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.